When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in 20 minutes, maybe quicker, Nick Kostos on how to wager this weekend. Rob Ninkovich being called a flip-flopper on the text line because he was very aggressively suggesting that the New England Patriots should not play Drake May at all this season prior to the start of the season.
Yeah, so but now that they've been playing him, I think that's fair. A fair take by Rob and a good take by Rob.
And he called in and said he was wrong when we talked about it. He was like, I probably should have been on your train, Wiggy, from day one.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you and you played the game, so you know, you were spot on.
At Rivers, but yeah.
I was talking to the professional in the room.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You were spot on, at least from the naked eye, when it comes to the development of the quarterback, in this case, Drake May, week to week. Like, it's been glaring. Like, he's gotten so much better every single week.
Right. It's like, pretty easy to tell, like, when you actually start getting live reps. It's pretty easy to tell, like, okay, if this kid might be able to handle it, or does he need a lot of work, or is it somebody like, oh, maybe we missed on the right guy?
But like, weren't you fooled year one by Mac Jones a little bit?
No, but see, the whole Mac Jones, like, I kind of knew where his ceiling was, right? And I was, like, I wasn't as impressed in year one as everybody else was. But I knew where his ceiling was. He is the ultimate game manager. I think the issue with Mac Jones was the mental games that Bill played with him as far as their relationship. And I understand why Bill was doing it because of a loyalty thing. Yeah, yeah. But it's more of like when we watch Zach Wilson. We never really seen him making consistent strides to get better where he wasn't making the same mistakes week in and week out.
Yeah.
So
see, now somebody in the Twitch chat says that's ridiculous. He's played five quarters. How can we see anything and how can you see an improvement? I think you clearly can.
Because you don't make the same mistakes over and over. Like the same
and he's played nine quarters. Thank you very much.
Correct.
Don't shortchange him.
Yes.
It's basic. Like when you're watching the game, and this is the thing that it becomes very difficult. You know, I'm not saying, and I know it's hard for people who have never played the game at that level and understand. Right. It's just the little things that you look for. Like when he gets out of the pocket, does he roll out and then make a bad decision throwing the football? Or does he get out of bounds or does he throw it away? Like one time in the game, he was rolling out to his left.
This past Sunday?
Against the Jets. He's rolling out to his left. He's in trouble. What he does is he puts the ball in his left hand and he throws it out of bounds. Like, that's a play where you could see, like, okay, maybe another guy would have just got sacked right there, but he knew, all right, let me at least get rid of it. Now I won't lose the 5 yards.
And he doesn't try to force anything and cause an interception and a turnover. Like, he's very smart with the football. Like, he knows when to run, when not to run. He's always looking downfield. Even when he does run, there's that moment of hesitation he has. Like, I really hope one of these receivers is going to break open, but they're giving me 10 yards. Okay, I might as well take it.
And, Greg, Wiggy and I discuss the A-B poll often, and I know that sounds dirty, but I mean it, that the do you want the Patriots to pursue Antonio Brown on Friday, 80-20 no. They sign him Monday, 80-20 yes.
Yeah, right.
If something happens with Drake May, there will not be anybody in the sound of our voice that will defend the fact that they played him. It will be because it is so short-sighted. Even if you think he needs the reps, then why didn't he play in week one if he needed to play every game to get ready for next season? If that was what was so important, then why didn't he get all the reps in training camp? He's clearly more talented than Brissett.
Because I think they want to win football games. Like
they've only won two, and they've been with Jacoby Brissett.
And because the coaching staff was wrong. Like, that's why.
And a lot of coaches, and I wasn't one of those coaches, but I see a lot of coaches make this mistake. A lot of coaches are hard-headed. They would rather keep somebody in there because they feel like, in this case, he's more of a veteran, so he gives us the better chance of not making mistakes. You see it in college football or in high school. Well, this kid's an upperclassman. We can't play a freshman. Or you see it in
college. That's not the case. With like they're doing, it seems like, based on, you know, the time he got yesterday at practice, they want him to start.
Right, but in the beginning, they were hard-headed. You know, we can't play the freshman over the senior when the seniors has more experience, even though the freshman might have more talent. It happens like that. You see it in college football. It happens like that all the time. You play the guy who can, that gives you the best chance of win, but then when you start to look at, okay, who is the most productive with their opportunity? Then that's when you can't keep giving a guy opportunity after opportunity when they're not producing.
Yeah.
That just is stupid to me.
Here's Coach from New Hampshire. What's up, Coach?
Yes, Wiggy's so right, and a lot of your rationale is spot on. I just want to add one more thing, Wiggy, and the rest is he makes plays that simply Mac could never make and Jacoby will never make. He makes that eye-popping play, and we've only seen him a short time. That's why you're right about we don't know his ceiling, but it could be amazing. We got to keep looking at it. Thank you, guys.
And that was their approach, and we heard them say it. Oh, Jacoby Brissett's a good veteran. He's a veteran. He's a veteran. How many times did they beat that over our head that he's a veteran? And basically what they're saying is, we don't have enough confidence in the younger kid who doesn't have as much experience because we're afraid he's going to make mistakes. But when your veteran is making mistakes and you're not giving the younger kid an opportunity and the veteran's not producing, why the hell are you still riding with the veteran?
All right. Well, if he is cleared, would you start Drake May on Sunday? You can talk about that all day long here in advance of the weekend on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins drop another on the season with an 8-2 loss on the road to the Hurricanes. Swayman was in goal and had 16 saves in the loss before getting pulled for Corpusalo, who had 13 saves when he came in. The Celtics are in North Carolina tonight to take on the Hornets. Tip is at 7. I just got notified that I have some bonus bets.
Oh.
All right.
Think I may have to do a little parlay action on
there
this Celtics
go.
Game this there evening.
There you go. Welcome to the club, Courtney.
Yeah.
That is a honeypot right there. Yeah. They're trying to make sure you keep losing.
Yeah. Oh, really? I thought it was just like, thanks for betting.
I
got the notification this morning that's like, do you want to set a monthly limit?
No.
And I said, no, I don't need to.
Welcome to the Parlay Palace.
Yeah.
You missed on every single leg of your parlay last night.
Not every single. I hit two.
You hit two of the six?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Was it a six or an eight legger?
Six.
Six legger.
Yeah. It's okay.
Oh, you got to keep swinging.
Yep. Got to keep shooting. Thursday night football saw the Jets bounce back against the Texans. Final score 21-13. And here in baseball, Lucas Giolito has exercised his $19 million player option for the 2025 season. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Greg, before we leave, I have to get to the latest story, Sign of the Apocalypse, if you want to at some point before we wrap today.
Sure.
And you were wondering about the timing of things. Sunday, when we fall back, the sunrise will be around 6:25. The sunset will be around 4:30.
Okay.
So that'll be then. But right now it's 66, afternoon high in the mid-70s.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up shortly, Nick Kostos, Odyssey sports wagering insider, and he will tell you how to bet this weekend.
Greg, two things for you. One, first of all, that was a request from your man, Butter Guy.
Butter Guy. I love Butter Guy.
So shout out to Butter Guy.
Butter Guy appeared at a road show wearing the full Butter costume.
And then secondly, I have obtained footage of you in the Seaport last night.
From whom?
I have a source. I just like Courtney,
who's
I have
your
sources.
Source?
I'm not going to tell you.
Who is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
How do you know them?
I've known them for quite some time.
Okay.
Quite a long time, actually, okay. In fact. And they sent me this. Here is Greg in his dinosaur costume, strolling at a crosswalk in the seaport.
Twitch is in a commercial. Or
all right, well, that's just that. Yep. That's just that.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm seeing
this?
It.
This is an odd thing for me.
Oh, I see a bit of a fight there. It looks like Linz is trying to take your picture.
And then he's telling her not yet.
He doesn't know that right now.
Somebody's up high with this one.
Oh, my God. Run it back. Look at this.
Okay, ready? And freeze.
You take her phone down. Wait.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm missing all the good juice.
Oh, my God.
Okay, there it is.
Trouble in Paradise.
Oh, he's in front of her.
And
front block. No, he's coming from up top.
That looks like it's AI generated.
I would never do such a thing.
Also, who do you know who is above the crosswalk waiting for me to walk across it?
That is crazy.
This is like Wahlberg and Patriots Day, where he knows every camera on Boylston Street and where it's pointed.
Like when Courtney found you walking through the seaport and falling at the harbor one time. Oh, I too have people that...
Why didn't you want the photo taken?
She wanted to do a photo shoot. Right. I was suggesting that the way we do it is from behind, not like as I'm
okay.
Like, I thought it would be a funnier angle.
All right.
If you are catching the dino tail and the waddle of the dinosaur.
Okay. I truly never want to be made fun of again when we're at a road show and Eamon's taking a photo of me.
Listen, you are aware of the things that go into being a very popular macro influencer.
That's why she's behind
you. It's a full-time job.
Yeah.
All right.
It is a full-time job generating content.
All right.
Was it the lighting on your face? You didn't like it?
All right, so that's why she's walking behind you, Greg.
Who is the person who is filming
that? That is crazy.
I'm not going to tell you.
How did they happen to catch that moment? Right.
Well, it's a massive freaking dinosaur in the seaport.
Yeah, they kind of knew.
It's Halloween, though. Could be anybody.
They've met you before, I've been told. But
see, you notice her laughing. Like, she's laughing at the whole scenario.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's just...
What's it called? Stockholm Syndrome?
You saved yourself.
It's a little embarrassing.
You saved yourself.
To walk down... You love Halloween. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Right,
so
I got you.
So walking down the street as a grown... nearly 58-year-old man
dressed
in
up.
A dinosaur costume is just not my...
But I'm glad you clarified and said that she was videotaping from behind you because...
Should have taken an Uber.
Can I tell you what I thought you were going to be wearing, and I'm a little disappointed in you?
Yes.
Given the amount of times we've brought it up since we saw it, I thought you were going to be Jimmy Carter.
Right.
And Linz was going to be the caredivers.
That would have been fantastic.
What was she?
I mean, she was a Jurassic Park ranger. This is a costume that is a joke at my expense. I'm fine with it. She was a Jurassic Park ranger. I was a dinosaur. Do you get it?
Because
I'm
old.
A dinosaur.
I like Curtis's idea.
Jimmy Carter.
If she would have been wailing you around with your mouth open, I think that would have been classic.
That's too close to the sun.
He's joked about it a dozen times.
Yeah, I know. That's an ultimate jinx if he dressed up as him.
No, it's fine.
What about T-Rex's family?
That's true.
Because it's not. You don't get the dinosaur... The dinosaur ranger, like age disparity, like you would get if Greg was in a white hospital robe and he's laying.
I thought
there
it was a good costume
with his mouth open and she's wailing him around.
We were gonna do ancient fisherman and mermaid, but that was taken.
Yeah, yeah, right.
By the way, there were great costumes last night.
There were.
Well, I'm trying to remember the contest. Bonnie and Clyde with actual bullet holes in their one. Clyde had one in his head.
Yeah.
Won third place.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I liked Rob and Victoria. They were Rip and Beth Dutton from Yellowstone. That was a good one.
Oh, but what do you were you? You might have left by the time they did the costume contest.
I heard that the Jamaican bobsled team
won the whole thing.
Yes,
that was.
But I don't know who was second.
That was a pretty good costume. Like the entire Jamaican bobsled team. And then there was some people half-assed it, like Baseball Brett.
I
thought Sales Smoke did a good job of demonstrating what Sales Smoke is.
Yeah. She had cigarettes all over her.
Yes, I think Mitch has, a photo of that from last night. But it was awesome time had by all. So.
Going back to 1990 when you first hosted your morning radio at WAAF.
Yes.
Do you know what Daniel Day-Lewis won an Oscar for that year?
1990. Would that be Lincoln?
Nope.
No.
It's just really an awful movie. I mean, not awful, but not exactly what I would consider one of the great movies of all time.
What was it?
My Left Foot.
Oh, yeah, not a good.
God, you are ancient.
Not a good film.
Hey, no. Greg, can I mention the story that's going to make everybody lose their minds?
Yes.
So, an elite private day school in New York City called Fieldston is going to have a day off for students Wednesday for students that are distressed by the election outcome.
All right.
A free day off, should students want to choose. Attendance is not mandatory following the election because of the potential for mental anguish
and anxiety.
And anxiety resulting from the presidential race.
How old are these people?
Let's see.
Does it matter?
Well, I mean, these if they're kids that can't even vote, like, what are we talking about?
They could be
about?
Like 12 years old.
Yeah, so that's crazy.
Well,
yeah.
But you don't think. And I would think that you would be on the side for this. Don't you think somebody who's like 12 or 13 who might be into that world, who's looking at like, oh, this person could affect my life negatively if they become president?
It's pre-K all the way through high school.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I could see it. We live in a soft society, Greg. So, like, the story like that, that doesn't shock me in any way, where people might be like, oh, I...
Would it shock you if they did it in the workplace?
No, not at all.
It wouldn't?
No, because, Greg, how many people, and like now in today's society, when you just don't feel like going to work and you feel like I want a lazy day, you instantly go right to my anxiety, my mental health. You instantly go to that. So like something for this, I'm like, I see it.
This is from the New York Times. One of New York City's most elite private schools told families that students, quote, who feel too emotionally distressed the day after the election will be excused from classes, and that the school will provide psychologists on site to provide counseling.
Yeah.
With us now, and Shime says he'd like to weigh in on this, the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Hello, Nick.
What's going on? How are we doing today?
How are we?
I'm great. Love that dinosaur costume.
Thank you.
That. You look good.
Thank you.
I'm not even hating. Like, I think it was cool. I thought you looked good.
Honestly, I mean, it was a little warm in there. I'm not going to lie.
But, yeah, but it was.
I guess I nailed the Gregosaurus roll.
The Gregosaurus. Yeah. That story that Curtis just told, it's just like another reason why New York is a disgrace, the state that I live in. My favorite thing about New York is when you commit a crime, you don't go to jail. That's my favorite part about living here. My complaint would be is I don't know what happened to this country, and I'm 41 now. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm a millennial, whatever. Yeah. I feel like a boomer. You know, like the synonym for what people would call cats, a word that you can't say on a family-friendly show?
Yeah. Yes.
I would say that we have devolved into a country full of them.
Oh, yeah.
And people need to, like, everyone's coddled, and everyone's way too soft, and everyone's skin is way too thin. Yeah. Like, we need to go back to just everyone being honest with each other and, like, separating the people that are great from the people that aren't. That's what needs to happen.
Some good old days. They don't exist, though, Nick.
That's why sports are, because sports are a meritocracy. Mm-hmm. We don't have a meritocracy in this country anymore. Yeah. Everybody's, no, not everybody's great. Not everything's great. Sorry. Grow up.
All right. But, you know.
Suck it up.
Suck it up. I mean, that's your suck it up.
It even bleeds into sports. I mean, we've had conversations, whether it's about Kyrie's mental health, whether it's about who's the gymnast you're always bringing up.
Simone Biles.
Like, you just can't do it no more, because then people go, yo.
If you're a little gassed.
You don't care.
If you're a little gassed from scrambling with the football, stay in the game.
And Anthony Richardson. You know who's tired? Anthony Richardson. Me. And I don't get a bye week.
That is true.
I got to show up every day. Anthony Richardson leaves the field. Give me a break.
What do you have for the parlay princess this week? She's on the losing side of things lately.
Oh, Wiggy, what happened?
No. That's the parlay
playboy.
Oh, so who's the parlay princess?
Courtney.
The girl
on the
show.
Courtney is addicted. Absolutely addicted.
Well, Courtney, what's your parlay this weekend?
Okay, so I've got a five-leg parlay. Bills, Falcons.
Why the five legs, Nick?
I have to ask Courtney that question.
I've told her a million times.
Well, because I go with my gut, with my heart. So I have the Bills, Falcons, Commanders, Bengals, and Eagles.
These are all money lines.
Yeah.
Okay. Say it again. That was really fast.
Bills,
faster than I talk. Okay.
Bills.
Okay.
Falcons.
All right. Like it.
Commanders.
Yeah. Lock.
Bengals.
Yeah, that one's a little iffy, but yeah. And, okay, what's the last one?
Eagles.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, that should probably win, honestly. I don't think I need to talk you out of it. I mean, I can give you another one if you'd like, but I think that should win as a money line parlay this week.
I still have one more freebie, if you will. So yeah, I'll take any parlay you have.
How much is that paying, though?
Not great.
Not exactly.
Because they're all favorites.
Yeah. I know, I'm just trying to get in the positives with.
No, see, Nick, I try to have
That's
her,
a losing mentality,
yeah,
by the way.
I try to get her to subscribe to the Parlay Playboy playbook. Is go big or go home.
They'll PQ. It's the Parlay Playboy's playbook is pretty good.
I seen a guy on social media. He put down a $65 bet, and he won like $60,000.
Yeah, yeah. Eric Shun.
That's what I'm trying to get. Happened. No, yeah. It did happen,
oh,
for
sure
real.
It did, yeah.
Well, listen, scared money doesn't make money.
Bingo.
Amen. Yep.
I think what you need to do, Courtney, you have at least one like plus money underdog.
Okay,
like
just
an underdog.
Just give me yours.
How about, well, we could play it. I'll give you two options. We could play it safe, and then we could get a little crazy. The safe option would be, and it's not, I mean, they're underdogs, would be Green Bay at home against Detroit with Jordan Love probably going to start. Okay. Now, Courtney, I know that you have notifications turned on your phone to NFL insiders and these accounts, so you get this information immediately when it breaks. I know you have that.
Yeah.
So you will see this afternoon the Jordan Love practice update. If Jordan Love practices today and he's going to play, I like Green Bay against Detroit. And if you want to get nuts, to quote George Costanza, you know, let's get nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I think and I gave you guys the Browns last week to beat the Ravens, and it happened.
Yep.
I think Denver's live to beat Baltimore this weekend, and they are a huge underdog in that game.
There you go.
All right, I like that.
That'll get you some bread.
Hey, Nick, I've got my college football bets have been doing well this weekend.
You told me last week you've only done one this whole year. You lying to me now?
No, I've done Notre Dame over Louisville.
Yep.
I did Ohio State, the over. I'm sorry.
And Oregon.
Oregon and the
I know,
over.
Yeah, I know your bet's better than you. Okay.
And so then this week, Thursday, NFL. Yesterday, I gave you the Jets lock straight up with the 3 points. Done. And this
it
weekend.
It wasn't three, but okay. That's all right.
Whatever the hell it was. I said pick the Jets.
Okay.
And then tomorrow, noon, Ohio State -3 over Penn State all day.
Is it three now?
Yep.
Or are you making stuff up?
I mean, I could be. But I saw it this morning at 3.
Yeah, it could be. I'm looking at, well, yeah, I'm a BetMGM guy. BetMGM, number's 3.5.
I like BetMGM even more.
Of course. Well, the sportsbook born in Vegas.
Amen.
Yeah, so I think if you want to play I like Penn State, but I need +3.5. Curtis, I think you're making a decent bet at 3.
Mm.
My advice to people would be this, and we don't know if Drew Aller's playing. He's Penn State's quarterback. He's awesome. He's really good. He might be good enough to make up for how bad James Franklin is as a big game coach. If Aller's going to play, I think he's going to. I like Penn State, but I have to bet 3.5. So if you out there listening, you like Penn State, bet Penn State +3.5. Not Penn State +3. And if you like Ohio State, lay either Ohio State -3, or if it goes under 3, not 3.5, to give yourself the best chance of winning.
And I would just add this. Penn State has lost 6 straight games as a home underdog.
Yeah, like Franklin's terrible, but I think the quarterback might be good enough to make up for how bad he is. But yeah, that is his, he has earned that reputation as like a big game loser.
So, Kostas, we talked already about Anthony Richardson and him tapping out. Is there any chance that the Colts are live dogs here on Sunday Night Football with Flacco at the helm?
I think the Vikings are going to score 1 million points in this game on the Colts defense. The Colts defense is terrible. And look, we saw last night like how broken the Texans offense is right now. Like, in the offensive line's brutal. So Indy's defense played well last week against Houston. I don't see that happening this week. I like the Justin Jefferson receiving yards over. I think the Vikings are going to score now. The Brian Flores defense feels like it's gotten figured out a little bit, where they've gotten shredded the last couple weeks. Joe Flacco's seen everything in his NFL career, obviously. He's not going to be like flummoxed by whatever Flores throws at him. So I think the Colts can score also. So I don't have a strong lean on the side of the game, but Shime, I'll play over 46.5 on Sunday night. I think we have points with the Vikings and the Colts.
And assuming Puka Nacua is healthy heading
into... I don't know if that's a safe assumption at this point, unfortunately.
You think so? You think that there's a chance he doesn't play?
Well, I mean, he left the Thursday practice with a knee injury. Feels bad.
Yeah. Didn't Rap Sheet, though, say it wasn't anything serious?
Well, he said it's nothing serious, but his, like, His status is still in doubt coming up for this game on Sunday. I don't think he's going to play. I'm guessing, though. I have no information.
Okay, so this is then probably a bet you wait to make until right before kickoff or an hour and a half before kickoff when you get the injury report. But
good job. That's true. 90 minutes before kickoff.
Thank you.
Right.
That's what I get for hosting the NFL Sunday here on WEEI. So with the Rams game, I like the Rams if Nacua plays. But if he doesn't play, of course, I it's a bet I'm not making. How do you feel about the Rams? Because with this offense, with Nacua and Kupp on the field, they are one of, by like EPR per play, one of the best offenses like ever. When all three of Stafford, Cooper, Kupp,
how do you want me to answer? You're answering the question for me, buddy. How am I supposed to answer?
I'm asking.
You gave me all the stuff just now.
I know, but do you believe it? Do
I believe it? It's like, do I believe numbers? Yes, I believe it. Yes, I believe what the stats say. Their offense is great when everybody plays. Honestly, you're way right on this. If Nacua plays and Kupp plays and Kyren Williams plays and Stafford plays, I love the Rams in the game. I actually think the Rams should be like 3 in the game if they all play. But if Nacua doesn't play, he's like the piece of the Jenga tower that you take out and the whole tower falls down. So we have to wait to see if Puka Nacua is going to play. I will say, if Nacua plays, I think the Rams win. I think the Rams are way live to win the NFC West.
Oh, that was going to be my next question. You're reading my mind.
And they're a big price there, like plus 450.
Nick, are you staying away from Pat's Titans because you don't know who the starter will be for the Patriots? Or
Greg, I'll take it a step further. We don't know who the starter is for Tennessee either at this point right now. If it's going to be Mason Rudolph or Will Levis. I think it's going to be Drake May. As NSYNC would say, it's going to be May. He was in stage 4. I do that. Everyone loves. I get messages that people love that bit, the NSYNC bit with Drake May.
Well, we had a promo saying it's going to be May the second he was.
You are as Aaron Rodgers described himself last night. You are at perfection.
Yeah, I mean, and I have a glass of cayenne water next to me here. May was in stage 4 yesterday, so I think he's going to clear, and I think he's going to play. If Will Levis plays for the Titans, you can never bet Tennessee in the game because he gives the ball to the other team. Mm-hmm. So I guess if it's May and Levis, I would just bet the Patriots to win the game.
Okay. All right. That's what I bet, Nick. I'm riding with you, big dog.
Oh, what do you like this
week? I got $50 to make $12,000. So I'm riding with you, Nick.
What's the bet?
All right, my bets are all money line bets.
Okay.
I got Falcons, I got Bengals, I got Browns, I got Pats, I got Commanders, I got Saints. I got Ravens, I got Bills, I got Eagles, I got Lions, I got Seahawks, Vikings, and Chiefs.
Well, he just told you not to bet the Lions.
He also told you not to bet the Ravens.
No, he said the Lions was one that if you – that's a conservative one.
He said it was a lock.
Do you want to add some like NHL? That's like a 19-leg parlay.
No. I'm good with that.
That'll pay you $50,000?
That'll pay me $12,000 for $50. So you don't like? So you think the Lions are going to lose?
Detroit's better than like Detroit should be favored mm-hmm. in the game. It's my opinion that I think Jordan Love is like next level good,
right?
And I think that is yet to kind of show itself.
Uh-huh.
I think he's going to outplay Goff, and I think the Packers will win. Mm. But Wiggy, like in truth, here is some like important context.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the really smart people that I deal with, the sharp people I deal with, they like Detroit in the game. So okay. I'm kind of like against the grain here. With
all
the
right.
Packers.
Also of note too, this is Jared Goff's first game outdoors of the year.
And this will also be for Goff, and this is why everyone loved Detroit before the season.
Uh-huh.
Detroit after this only has one more outdoor game this whole season.
Okay.
It's 15 of 17 games indoor. That's why like I like the Lions to make the Super Bowl, like Lions to be the one seed in the NFC before.
And what's the weather looking like at Lambeau?
So I actually have it right now. The weather is going to be 13 mile per hour winds at Lambeau, and it's going to rain on Sunday also. Now, here's the thing with that. So Jared Goff has small hands.
Mm. Okay.
Greg knows
Jared Goff can't hate on him for that.
Jared Goff, like, if people want to see how Jared Goff's winning off the field, like, go to his Instagram account. He's doing great for himself. Mm. But he's got small hands.
Right.
And we have seen Jared Goff in the rain and in inclement conditions, like, puts the ball on the ground because his hands are small. Okay. Like, I'm not even making a joke. Like, that happens. So if this is a driving rainstorm on mm-hmm. Sunday, it is advantage Green Bay.
All right. You just talked me off the ledge. I just switched my bet. I'm going Packers.
Well, I mean, it's also Friday. Like, you get to Sunday, and like then the weather's going to be clear. You know,
and it works out better because now I'm even making more money with Green Bay. I'm making $16,000 off my $30 bet.
There you have it.
Appreciate it, big dog.
That is the Parlay Playboys 74-leg lock of the week.
The parlay. The
13
parlay
legs,
Playboys,
Greg. It's not that bad.
All righty.
All right, Nick. You're the best. Thank you.
Great. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
All right. The host of You Better, You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. You can check out all of the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app. Sean, great trip down memory lane this morning. I really appreciate it.
It's a good one.
Unskinny Bob.
Glad you enjoyed it.
It's like it was Untamed Radio, WA.
That was the slogan.
It was 1990, yeah. Courtney. It was fine. Those
I mean, they're still doing it today.
But now you have a daughter who's an adult and listens to the show.
Right. That's someone's daughter.
It was the radio station slogan. I can't help if that's what it was.
I know as a 15-year-old somewhere cruising through Eastie.
You heard that. If you're not cranking it, you must be yanking it.
Right, and Lips Cadillac.
What a weird
Fleetwood.
Tagline.
Like, what?
I heard that.
It's so gross to think there was just a bunch of men sitting around like a boardroom being like, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Windows down, Greg, in the summertime, definitely.
Right.
Only losers yank it.
Like, Lip, can you take me for a ride? Show me off. I can see it listening to that. Crank it or yank it.
Okay, can I switch this to sports quickly?
No,
I
want this
to compliment,
is too much fun.
God.
I want to compliment the Patriots, Greg. They have made the best trade of the NFL season, and I don't think it's close. Great job by Elliot Wolf. Andrew Callahan in the Herald highlights it. Matthew Judon has 1.5 sacks so far this season.
Pretty sure he got both of those in week one.
He may not match his season total of last year, which he did in 4 games, 3.5 sacks. A third round pick for Judon.
Pretty good.
A+.
Pretty good.
By Elliot Wolf.
Yeah. You give credit where credit is due, Curtis. Yeah.
No, I mean, hey, God love him. I hope they're right. I think you guys think Drake May plays Sunday?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
I really do.
And I hope so for Wiggy's parlay.
No, because even though my parlay
that is... That's the parlay playboy to you.
Yes.
But even if Jacoby Brissett plays, we know he doesn't turn the ball over. And Tennessee stinks.
Okay.
So that's a game that Jacoby Brissett, they could be sitting there going, all right, we can win with him.
You should throw a little of the parlay playboy into cocktails with
couples and cocktails.
Yes. Couples and cocktails.
Yes, go ahead.
Your forthcoming YouTube channel.
Yeah, YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube,
like,
and
right
Twitch
at the
channel.
End. I think it's
a good idea. Because she's the parlay queen.
Right. Hold the tails.
She loves a good parlay.
Right.
It's kind of
and
a brand
just, you come
steal.
Out there and you say, hey, it's time for the three-leg parlay, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, we like it more than that. We like
joining us now is Tripod.
We like the 13-leg parlay.
I deserve a cut of this because I said when I was going to launch my OnlyFans, it was going to be cocktails with Coco.
No, we bet.
Yeah, and I actually used to do a series on Instagram called Cocktails with Coco.
Yeah, but that's cocktails before Coco. It's nothing. It's couples and cocktails.
Oh.
You would be invited if you want, probably as a guest on couples
and cocktails.
Can't bring Santo, but.
Right, no.
You can bring him.
You would be invited.
Oh, we welcome all people, singles, people that are in solid relationships. We're gonna have my guy Johnny Botten. His ex got married in jail twice and divorced twice.
Really? And you're gonna
great
have that
story.
First couples that are scheduled to be guests.
Well, they're gonna schedule in the week. Like I told you, we call it the couples lounge.
I think Ken just sent another email.
And I like the little parlay stuff at the end, though, Greg.
I like that.
That's a little add-on.
Throw that in there.
That is cool.
Like the parlay playboy comes out in a robe or something.
Yeah, I got a Versace robe, black one. I could definitely come out.
Don't worry about it. Those are just secret cameras over there.
No, we don't do none of that.
Throw on the glow light.
Yep.
And then he comes out in the
and here's my 13 legger.
Would you like something to drink?
Here's my 13 legger.
I don't know if you should say here's my 13 legger in the bathrobe or whatever.
I think that's pretty catchy.
Oh, man. All right. We got to go.
Sad. Good week.
Yeah, great week. A lot of fun. Thanks.
Big weekend for us, Courtney.
Yep. If you hit that and you get 16 grand, I'll be.
I prayed it a lot above.
It's going to be huge. So,
Wiggy, if you win 16 grand, you have to go back to that dealer in Connecticut and just taunt them with the cash that you brought in.
Shyam says, quick, we have the opportunity before we go to give away one more lunch with a hero. So if you are calling number 9 on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you can tell us who you would like to bring to lunch with a hero. which is happening a week from today, November 8th, at the 110 Grill. And, of course, you can join us the morning of for a Flex Friday broadcast 1 week from today at the American Heritage Museum in Hudson and Half in Stowe. So, all right, that's it.
Enjoy the wine from Ernie.
Yes, yes, that was very nice. Thank you to Ernie for the birthday gift.
See you tonight.
Very nice. Oh, yeah, see you tonight.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Greg.
Thanks.
Happy birthday.
You guys not coming?
I'll be somewhere.
I am still sick, so I cannot.
Oh, shy.
Oh, my.
I don't want to be hocking up a lung on
you. Have not coughed once this
week. I have coughed multiple times back here, Courtney. Just because my mic's not on doesn't mean I'm not coughing.
Thank you. No
obligation to go. It's just my birthday party.
We just need to celebrate Greg.
No big deal. You don't have to.
I celebrate Greg on a daily basis.
Oh, Shine, thank you. All right. Jones and Scoops Keefe next. Thank you for your patronage.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.